a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Lingy, you're not much of an internet guy. You know about it. But
still
not really
sure if it's a thing, like if it's going to take off.
Yeah. I am unaware. I'm just waiting and seeing to see if it actually is worthwhile.
And your big pond really works out when you go beep, bop, boop, bop, beep, bop. And Tom, you are a Reels guy.
Yeah.
You're not a TikTok guy because you kind of refuse to be, and it's just, you're just like, TikTok, but you watch it on Reels, so it doesn't really matter.
I've got one friend who uses Snapchat, and he was talking to me the other day. He's like, oh, you miss out on so much stuff that I send out. I was like, do you know what? For you, I'll turn my, I haven't opened Snapchat for like years, 2 years or something. And I was like, do you know what? I will turn my notifications back on, so when you send me something, I'll see it and I'll be able to see it.
Wow,
right?
That's a good friend, Tom.
Do you know what? I've turned them back off again. Within like 3 days, I was getting notifications left, right, and centre, friend suggestions and people that I don't care about or know. Mm. Oh, my God.
Yeah, Snapchat's a whole other beast.
What's Reels?
Reels is TikToks but on Instagram.
Little videos.
Yeah, wow. Little videos, right? And so I thought maybe I'll, you know, maybe once a month or something, keep you up to date what's hot on TikTok at the moment and grab your thoughts as a person with a fresh brain.
Yeah.
Not many wrinkles. Yeah. Things normally just whoosh, slide straight off. So the three big songs on TikTok at the moment, how about we go through them and you give them a rating out of 5?
Okay,
cool. Okay,
sure.
Do you want to do that?
Yep.
So Charlie XCX wrote this one ages ago, but it's just got a resurgence. It's back. It's all over TikTok. It's called Party For You. Have a listen.
Was there like a remix or something?
Yes.
Is there a faster version?
I think the hook maybe in a different place.
What, is it going to kick off?
It's hovering around 2 at the moment. Okay, here we go.
Yeah, I don't mind that bit.
Okay, so that boosted it to a 3.5.
3.5. Okay, Party For You, Charlie XCX. 3.5.
Don't mind it.
That's unlike you to sit on the fence there, Cameron Ling. What do you give it? Middle rating, sort of just about average.
Well, it didn't blow my mind.
The thing is, this one is probably more your style.
Okay.
Meet me at the car hop or at the pop shop. Meet me in the moonlight.
Who's this?
Connie Francis.
Yeah,
from 1962.
The Connie Francis,
This is massive on TikTok at the moment.
Why?
Because it is. A lot of old songs
banger.
Get resurgence.
Do you know what my girls love is? Lollipop, lollipop. They asked me to play that.
There you go.
Solid 5.5 out of 5.
Wow.
Oh, come on.
Okay.
Connie Francis.
You love that.
Yeah.
So we've got Charlie XCX mid-range, Connie Francis from 1962 popping off at the moment. Yeah. You're loving it.
That was on my mum and dad's 50th anniversary playlist that we made for them.
Wow. See, you're with it.
Yeah.
Nice.
This is another big one, and it involves a dance as well. So. Oh. Let me know your thoughts on this.
Okay.
Pull the panties off. Yeah. Pull the panties off. Hell yeah. Pull the panties off on the dance floor. Take it off.
I ain't got no pens on. Ain't got no pens on.
Right.
I ain't got no pens on the dance floor. I ain't got no pens on.
I think I've misunderstood TikTok.
Yeah.
What do we think
of that? Did you say TikTok or RedTube?
No.
Of course you go the one with red in the name too.
This tune must be for me.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Obviously the weekend we've just had, the long weekend, was a wet weekend. So with kids and family and things like that, you find little indoor activities to do. And
you hate that, don't you?
I loved it. Loved it. It was great. Yeah. Had the boys had... like trick shots set up all around the house, like with kicking soccer balls into laundry baskets and then ping pong balls into cups and everything. We had this whole obstacle course with it. Great fun. But when you've done that many times and you can no longer get excited about it, just suggest a little, maybe it's a little bit of movie time.
You hate movie time. Sitting
time.
Down, not running, playing sports, tackling each other. What?
Sit on the couch and just a nice cozy. Yeah, when it's raining outside, you don't feel guilty about not being outside. Beautiful. Now, we obviously here at Carrick have our good friend Stan, which offer lots of good movies. But occasionally, the kids want to, they push back and they've got one particular movie in mind. And they are so set on it, they won't agree. Having three boys, they won't agree on any other movie or show or anything together. Except for this one movie. Now, it's a big movie. It's a recently released one. The Minecraft movie.
Oh, yeah, right.
And you didn't want to take him to the movies to watch it because, of course, people were throwing popcorn and stuff like that during one of the scenes.
I also kind of missed the boat a little bit. Yeah. I was a little bit slow on getting them. I should have. I get all that. It would have been a great experience at the movies.
How do they know what Minecraft is, though, if they don't have computers?
What is this, Papa? I don't know.
We build a block on something. I don't know. Actually, I'm Duplo. Not even going to pretend to know
Dad,
what it is.
Dad, I'm 12. Duplo. You'll play with Duplo.
It's safe.
Yeah.
Safer.
And so I was like, oh, what about this movie? Oh, it's a great one. I watched this when I was a kid. Nah. Minecraft.
Yep. Okay.
So jumped on. We've got that, you know, you like, you love, I don't know. Is it Apple TV
Apple,
or something?
Yeah. And Chromebox or something?
Yeah, something like that. And
Apple
you can
Plus?
I don't know. It's not the specific app one, but it's the general that has all the apps on there.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
And I've said, righto, search up the Minecraft movie. It's cool. We'll rent it.
Oi.
So I'm going back to the old video corner and the corner of High Street days where a new release, $7 for the night.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Or you get a weekly, $1 for a week.
Yeah.
This is great. And I said, we'll get the Minecraft movie. We'll be able to rent it today. It's a wet weather day. It's just, we're going to have a movie night. We've got some popcorn in the pantry, all that sort of stuff. They jump on and they're like, all right, Dad, can we rent it? I'm like, yeah, sure. What's it costing?
$26.99.
I'm like, that boys,
rent.
Boys, stop. That was my reaction.
Yeah.
Boys, we're not buying it. We are not buying this because that's the cost of a DVD.
Yeah.
You went out and bought a DVD. I said, we're not buying it. Sorry, we're going to rent it and you'll have 24 hours to watch it or whatever the time frame is. No, Dad, it's $28.99 to buy it, $26.99 to rent it.
Whoa.
That is not cool.
It was never like that. Even if you bought it, you could buy an ex-rental copy when I was at Blockbuster and you'd be like $9.
But like if you buy a full streaming service for a monthly subscription, it's cheaper.
Thank you.
That's insane.
Okay, so you paid the extra couple of bucks and now you own it, yeah?
That's actually a good thought. No, I rented it.
You rent.
Mate.
I wasn't thinking clearly.
When money's on an option.
No, I wasn't thinking clearly. I was so angry and like mind had exploded that it cost that much to rent. I think I got rattled and I didn't think of paying the extra $2.
That is very expensive. For a rental, that is crazy.
It was purely because it was raining and it was a long weekend and it was like, I want to watch a movie because I want to half fall asleep on the couch.
Mm.
So I rented it.
Oh, no, you're silly. We had a similar thing when the latest Trolls movie came out. Let me take you to a better place. That was only available on that Apple Plus thing as well. And so we got on and, it was like, I think it was like $34 or something to buy it.
Yeah.
And we thought, all right. So we bought it. And holy crap, did we get sort of cost per watch out of it, CPW?
Yeah.
Like you're making me feel bad.
We got value.
If you watch it however many, 20, 30 times over the course of whatever.
A couple of bucks, yeah.
Instead of what we've watched it once for $26.99.
Oh. Yeah, it must be tough living in Newtown.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
The biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy on K-Rock.
Huh?
Movies. Explained badly.
Okay, this is where one of us has a go at explaining a movie like you would see sort of at the movie store, at the video store, like you were talking about earlier. Or like on Stan, they give you a little blurb about what you're going to watch.
Yep.
This one I'm going to do a really bad job of it and you still have to work out what the movie is.
Yeah, you're going to put a little twist on it, Tommy. And we're going to talk it through, Log, together, and we're going to try and come up with the movie that Tom is trying to explain to us.
Yes, it's all thanks to Stan, the biggest lineup of entertainment. It is only on Stan. Tom, take it away.
If you think you know what this is, guys.
No, I'm not.
Don't jump in straight away. Talk about it and then jump in. It's just a bit of radio craft for you there.
I've been absolutely burnt, so I just know now.
Remember like straight after the next however many times she was like, I'm not guessing at all.
I'm not playing this.
just like. Anyway.
Not what I said.
All right, Tommy. Come on.
All right. Here we go. So I have audio and I've got multiple clues just in case. I'm hoping you guys won't get it from the first.
Oh, no. You'll have all those clues to give.
Okay. Here we go. Rock hard abs will make women look past the fact you're dirty, illiterate and uncultured. Do you know what the movie is?
Rock hard abs.
Don't want to guess anything.
No.
Just think about it.
I immediately... Well, the rock hard abs immediately had me thinking
of the Rock?
What's, the Channing Tatum.
Magic Mike?
Yeah, Magic Mike.
Okay.
Magic Mike?
Rock hard abs will make women look past the fact that you're dirty, illiterate and uncultured.
Yeah, so I didn't think that part described Magic Mike.
Well, he didn't say no. Are you saying no to Magic Mike?
Okay.
Maybe another clue? Maybe another clue?
Yes. Here we go. Grunt sweet nothings to me.
Grunt sweet nothings to me. Okay, I think I know, but I'm so scared.
Go, you can guess.
No, I'm so scared to guess it.
Honestly, we're over time for 8:30 news.
If I said, would one of the clues be meat group?
Meat group?
Yeah, meat group.
I don't know what that means. Okay. No.
Is Encino Man?
No. Oh, no. Good call, though. Good question.
I was so terrified.
Actually, do you know what? It's not far from the truth.
Okay. Can you hit us with another one. Can you say you have multiple?
Man works out why he's much less hairy than the rest of his family.
Yeah. Do you know what it is?
Much less hairy.
So think of like swinging on a vine, maybe.
Yeah. Jeez, you're smart.
Tarzan?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't say it.
you're quite smart, Lauren.
I didn't say it.
You did.
Nah. But see how you talked it through well and made it a fun game.
I didn't say anything.
That was perfect radio, mate.
Yeah. Did you know it was Tarzan straight away?
Not at all.
You got the hairy thing. Is that what gave it away, or you knew it from the very first clue?
No, I don't know things. I don't know anything.
Did you think he was describing you?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
I will do the walkout today. I've had it.
Well, that escalated.
What else have you got? What was the other clues? You said you got multiple. Oh, so, was there multiple music clues?
No, there was just, I had a bit of music, and then I had the three clues. I got another one. One man, two worlds.
One man, two worlds.
That is literally from the blurb, is it?
Yeah.
Maybe.
I think it's a movie poster, that one.
Anyway, you guys got it, so I guess you get the winner sound effect, don't you?
Good on
you.
Good job, everyone.
Biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan. Movies Explained Badly is now weird because I don't know whether she's
engaging. I'm scared is what I am.
Cracked it.
Absolutely terrified.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Our recommendations, we're looking for some. Can you invite people to your Bucks or Hens party without then inviting them to the wedding?
Yeah, because my friends went to a Hens on the weekend. They said they had a fabulous time and they know full well they're not going to the wedding. And I'm like, what do you mean? And they're like, well, we're not invited to the wedding, but we're invited to the Hens.
We know we're on the B list.
Well, I think nowadays it's so hard. Weddings are so expensive. Mm. You know, I think it's kind of like you're trying to cut down costs, but you still got a lot of people in your life. It just feels weird though to invite someone to your Hens and not to the wedding. Wouldn't you rather just invite people that are going to the wedding because then you don't have to have that awkward conversation?
Maybe it's also, you've got to invite Auntie and Uncle so-and-so and Cousin Bob and Cousin Billy and all this. And then the bride's actually, or the groom is, I want to hang with my mates for a bit too. Maybe that's what the Bucks or the Hens is about.
What about if you've got a mate who's a total piss rack and you just don't want them to make a scene at the wedding, so you invite them to the Bucks or the Hens where they can make a scene
and let them loose
without ruining the day.
Well, that's what we're asking on 52232955. Can you invite them to the Hens or Bucks without inviting them to the wedding? We've got Stacey from Cariah on the phone. Sorry, morning, Stace.
Morning, how are you?
Good.
We're good, Stace. What do you reckon about this?
Oh, absolutely. You can invite them to the Hens or the Bucks and not the wedding. So, 100% sure.
So it's not awkward saying kind of, hey, you didn't make the A-list?
Yeah.
No, because like sometimes their venues have got a set amount of people that you can invite, and if you've got to invite uncle this and auntie that, and then you've got your sisters and their kids and their partners, but then you've got your friends, sometimes you've got to cut that list down. So you might want to just have that bit of a party and celebrate with your mates, but you can't necessarily invite them to the wedding where you've got to pay for everything either.
Okay.
I like this, Stace.
Every so often we get someone who calls through and just completely lacking in social anxiety that cripples the rest of us, and I'm always impressed. Always impressed.
Stace has got it sorted. Jade from Geelong West is on the line as well. Jade, what do you reckon? Can you invite someone to the hens?
Yeah, definitely. I did it myself. I had a massive group of people I wanted to celebrate with, but the wedding wasn't suited to that kind of crowd, if that makes sense.
This is what I was saying. Yes. Hey.
This is the fun crowd, Jay.
Well, right, you got to have the fun crowd and then the small community of the immediate family and the chosen family that are at the wedding, but they don't necessarily have to include the big party group.
Okay.
So the friends and family don't need to meet up and hang out.
Yeah, there's a joke there that I'm just not going to, I don't think I'll touch.
No, I think not. Let's go to Kim from Willington to wrap this one up for us. Kim, can you invite people to the hens or bucks knowing that you're not going to invite them to the wedding?
Okay, to be fair, I rang up to see if the congestion had cleared on the way to Melbourne.
No.
But here we go anyway. Yeah, okay, hang on, let's just go outside for a second. Yes, 1,000%, you can. Okay. Because, like, when you're thinking about a wedding, you're thinking about $100 and $150 per head, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
You've got a massive group of friends that say, like, I don't know, I don't have this many friends, but say, like, I don't know, 50 or something. Mm. Imagine inviting all 50 of those people plus all your family and your extended family because it's social etiquette. Holy crap, the next second you've got, like, a Kim Kardashian sort of outlook on life.
It is very expensive. You're not. We're trying to get Loggy to get married. You're not frighten her off with the cost of it.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.